It's an interesting question that was asked to the Ben Ish Chai in his Sefer Torah Lishma. A person has many outstanding debts. It seems he owes a lot of money. So the question was asked to the Ben Ish Chai, can he pray during Shomei Tefillah and insert the following prayer? Yiratzom lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avotenu, may it be the will of our God and the God of our forefathers, shetiten li ezer, to give me help, v'yecholet and ability, lefroa kol chov shani chayav lebnei adam, to be poreya, to pay back all debts that I owe people. He says, can I do that in Shomei Tefillah, to insert it there? And also, if I want to insert it in one of the Harachamans at the end of Birkat HaMazon, to say Harachaman, Shuyitin li yecholet lefroa kol chov shani chayav lebnei adam. The Ben Ish Chai answers very clearly, 100% mutar. As a matter of fact, he says that's what the Berakha of Shomei Tefillah is, in order to insert one's personal needs and requests. However, he doesn't like the language of lefroa, which can mean to pay back. But the word lefroa also has different connotations in the Torah. Lefroa can come from the word parua, like it says by the Sota upara rosh ha'isha, which means to uncover. It can also come from the lashon tafri'u etaram. Tafri'u means to stop. It can also mean to take revenge, like the pasuk says befroa piraot. So therefore the Ben Ish Chai says, while the request is valid, but the language when you're praying for something must be very clear. Therefore he says, instead of using the word lefroa kol chob, you should use the word leshalem, which according to all connotation means to pay. However, he does give a piece of advice for anybody that inserts a personal prayer, to end it with the following statement: ve'lo yitchalel shemcha bi. And whatever happens, your name should not become, God forbid, mechulal. There should not be a chilul Hashem. Your name should not become, God forbid, degraded through me. And therefore he says that's a great segula for the prayer to be answered, when you include the fact that you do not want to make a desecration of God's name through any of your actions and through you. So la'alakha, it would be permissible to insert in Shomei Tefillah, right after we say Ki El Shomei Tefillah V'Tachronim Ata, at that point to insert any personal prayer, including paying off debts, but not using the word lefroa, but to use the word leshalem, and to conclude with, ולא יתחלל שמך בי.